to you about something like that. And this is our last chance, our last dance performance, and it's been marvelous being back among all the dancers. There were 25 of us who've danced with the Cloggers and now dance. Being together with the Bucksnort Barn Dance Band, there has been 12 or 13 over the years playing with them. And different band playing for the Cloggers now and picking up where they left off and seeing it, and it doesn't die and gets carried on. They're only up to tuning.
Are you guys about ready?
My Uncle Ike had a bird dog. He was so good, he pointed a little girl whose nickname was Little Chickadee.
Thank you very much here. Are we in the monitors? Thank you. There we are. Yes. Okay, we're going to welcome out to Cross Creek Cloggers, and here they come, y'all. Oh, we're missing somebody. And it's not a codger, I've been told. Are they all here?
Quick, before I tell a joke.
You mean it's Paul that's late? All right, we better play a tune here. Play Rachel or Yellow Rose of Texas? We're going to play for the old time Yellow Rose of Texas while Paul puts his clothes on. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Can we have a little more fiddle and a little more banjo in the monitor, please, sir? Thank you. you very much. Mr. Soundman, we need more fiddle in the monitor, please. Well, this is a routine coming up next. It's going to feature the Cross Creek Cloggers as opposed to the Cross Creek Collodgers. This is a routine they wrote fairly recently. They call it Potluck. And are they ready to dance? See, out of breath, we can get them. That's. Oh, Paul's still putting his clothes on. Oh, I think they're ready now. Yes. Anyway, this is a routine they wrote called Potluck, and we're going to play you a tune called Old French. That's part of the act, folks. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Cross Creek Cloggers. Well, we are the Waka Hooters, and we're all from the Gainesville, Florida area, and we're glad to be playing for you. We're going to do a little song here so they can catch their breath. And this is going to feature Tammy Murray here, who's a multi-time banjo champion player, as well as a very good vocalist. And we're going to do you a great old-time number here to get the feet going here. Sail Away Ladies is the name of it. As soon as she gets this, you know, it's this little bird she's got on the front of her banjo here. It's
here's Bubba, Bubba Dove. Say
Bubba
hi,
Dove.
Bubba. Hi, everybody.
So, you know, a little bit of quaint history there about Tammy's banjo. This is Sail Away Ladies, and we hope you enjoy it. And those gals will be back there going all the way doing this. By the way, this is Lida Toy over here playing banjo and mandolin. Gainesville, Florida. And Tammy Murray, already introduced. I'm Bill Payne. We are the Waka Hooters. Here we go.
Silver to sail away, lady, sail away. Give it to my daughter, girl, sail away, lady, sail away. Won't you rock on daddy-o? Won't you rock on daddy-o? Won't you rock on daddy-o? Sail away, lady, sail away. Now if I had a good hound dog, sail away, lady, sail away. Drink some shine, sit on the log, sail away, lady, sail away. Won't you rock on daddy-o? Sail away, lady, sail away. Speak to me now, Wilma.
Don't pick it.
Come along, girls, go with me. Sail away, ladies, sail away. Going back to Tennessee. Sail away, ladies, sail away. Won't you rock on daddy-o? Won't you rock on daddy-o? Won't you rock on daddy-o? Sail away, ladies, sail away. Woo! Now hush, you children, don't you cry. Sail away, ladies, sail away. All the angels by and by. Sail away, ladies, sail away. Rock on, daddy, go sail away, baby, sail away. Won't you rock on, daddy, oh, won't you rock on, daddy, oh, won't you rock on, daddy, go sail away, baby, sail away.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Oh, look at all these guys out here. Now we're gonna play for you a tune that for this routine written by a great North Carolina fiddler named Benton Flippin that these other band played earlier. We're gonna repeat it. Benton's Dream. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. The Cross Creek Clodgers there, folks. We're ready for the green grass land, which is Elvis Stowe. Now, there is a tradition that goes back from this clogging group in honor of a North Carolina group of cloggers, the Greengrass Cloggers. One of the Greengrass Cloggers came down here in 1978 and founded this bunch, and they've named this Greengrass line in honor of them, and I'm not sure how they're going to do it here. How are you going to do the Greengrass line in a circle? How many of you is there? Anyway, you're going to get a chance to see these guys do a little individual flat footing here, freestyle stuff, they call it. It's the old buck dancing stuff with a lot of twists thrown in without having to do it with the constraints of a routine. And I think you'll enjoy it very much. As soon as I get out here and line up, we'll start this. And we're going to play you a tune that goes back to the days of the Civil War called Elzick's Farewell, which I guess is fitting since this is the farewell for the cloggers and the Wakahooters for this festival. So look at all these guys here. Yeah. How about giving all these guys a big hand? Now, these guys did this really involved routine of counting off during the practice, and maybe they'll do it now for you so you get to see it in person here. Placement is everything in these routines. Would you...
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. We'll see you guys around. We appreciate it. It's lunchtime.
New wave, what I call new wave, old-timey. But a good example of the kind of banjo I play, this is the old-time banjo called Frailing. I've documented it back to 1855. So I was real happy to be able to do that, just kind of stumbled onto it. But there's a song that I remember hearing Grandpa Jones do on the radio when I was a little kid called Uncle Eef, and it kind of defines... It's one of the best examples of this style that I've run across. So I'm just going to do Uncle Eef here, and that'll be a good introduction to the banjo style, too. Hitch my horse up to my hack, buckle my banjo across my back. Buckle broke and the banjo flew, devil got the buckle and the banjo too. Uncle Eef's got the coonin' gone on, gone on, gone on. Uncle Eef's got the coonin' gone on and left us looking up a tree. Look out, sister, don't sleep too late. Keep your eye on the Golden Gate. Get out and dance by the light of the moon. See Uncle Eef come fetching a coon. Uncle Eef's got the coonin' gone on, gone on, gone on. Uncle Eef's got the coonin' gone on and left us looking up a tree. What kind of slippers do the angels wear? Slipping and sliding on the golden stair. Golden slippers and a silver sock. Dump your nickels in the missionary box. Uncle Eef's got the coonin' gone on, gone on, gone on. Uncle Eef's got the coonin' gone on and left us looking up a tree. I missed that pretty good, didn't I? I just threw that in there to see if you was all awake. Old Uncle Eef was a good old soul. He washed his face in a butter bowl, bumped his head on a mantelpiece, fell right back in a bucket of grease. Uncle Eef's got the coonin' gone on, gone on, gone on. Uncle Eef's got the coonin' gone on and left us looking up a tree. When Ephraim told this world goodbye, he went to heaven to his home on high. Told St. Peter to make room. Here comes Ephraim fetching a coon. Uncle Eef's got the coonin' gone on, gone on, gone on. Uncle Eef's got the coonin' gone on and left us looking up a tree. Eef's got the coonin' gone on, gone on, gone on. Eef's got the coonin' gone on and left us looking up a tree. You know, it's kind of warm up here. I know it's kind of warm out there, but it's a little warmer up here. There's three ways you can deal with sweat. You can ignore it and just let it run into your eyes and blind you. Or you can kind of do a little... And hope... I got to quit doing that. And hope that nobody notices, which they all do. Or you can just pull out a great big red rag and mop it. And I'll leave it up to you to figure out which method I use. There's a story about a country boy that comes to town, meets up with a city slicker. Now, the way these stories usually work out is that the country boy outslicks the city slicker. But this one don't quite work out that way. It's generally called Wagon Yard or Wagon Yard Blues, but the full title gives it all away. It's called, I Wish I'd Bought a Half a Pint and Stayed in the Wagon Yard. Now that tells the whole story right there. But I'll do the song anyway. I am a jolly farmer, last night I came to town. Bring a bale of cotton, I had worked the whole year round. I put my team in the wagon yard and I bought me a bottle of gin. I went out to see them electric lights and to watch them cars come in. I met a dude out on the street, that clock was striking nine. He says, come on, old hayseed, well, take a drink, it's mine. I must have bought a dozen drinks, well, it hit my pocketbook hard. I wish I'd bought me a half a pint and stayed in the wagon yard. I am a deacon in a Hartshell church down near Possum Trot. The sisters knew about my spree, well, it sure would make them hot. I went on a party, I led the pace that kills. When I woke up, that gang had gone and left me all them bills. I found them over on a corner near Soul Salvation Hall. That drunken bunch was out there singing, Jesus paid it all. They put me out in a dry goods box, Lord, my pillow was hard. I wish I'd bought me a half a pint and stayed in the wagon yard. Now listen, all you farmers, I'm here to talk with sense. You want to see them electrical lights, just look right over that fence. Don't monkey with them city ducks, you'll find them slick as lard. Just get yourself a half a pint and stay in the wagon yard. I'll get settled down here in a little while. My knees will quit knocking, and I'll try a few fancy instrumentals, but right at the moment, you know, I'm not quite ready for that. So I'm gonna stay with this tuning and this general sort of. These songs came from old time string band. This was the music of the Southern Mountains that was recorded by field people that went out and set up in a little town in the Southern Mountains and put posters in the paper and posters around town and offered money to record these bands. And these bands would come in, they usually had them set up in the hotel. They'd come into the hotel and record these bands that some of them only had 10 or 12 song repertoire, but they got them. That was the important thing. Because this music had been played all through the 1800s, and by the 1920s, it was on the way out. So they just barely got it. The original Carter family, Maybelle and A.P. and Sarah, I think they recorded 231 songs right through there, and almost all of those songs would have been lost if they hadn't recorded them, or a large number of them. Anyway, the string bands, Charlie Poole and them, that's where this music comes from, and this next one is a Charlie Poole recording. It's about a troublesome child called Innie Ramble. Three grown sons, Buster, Bill, and me. Buster was the black sheep of our little family. My mother tried to break him of his rough and rowdy ways. Finally had to get the judge, give him 90 days, and didn't he ramble, ramble. Well, he rambled all around, in and out of the town. Well, didn't he ramble, ramble. Well, he rambled till them butchers cut him down. He rambled in a gambling game, he gambled on the green. The gamblers there showed him a trick that he had never seen. He lost his rolling jewelry, he liked, lost his life. He lost the car that carried him there, and somebody stole his wife. And didn't he ramble, ramble. ramble, well, rambled all around, in and out of the town. Well, didn't he ramble, ramble, well, ramble, till them butchers cut him down. He rambled in a swell hotel, his appetite was stout. When he refused to pay the bill, the landlord kicked him out. He reached a brick to smack him with, and when he went to stop, landlord kicked him over a fence right in a barrel of slop. And then he rambled, rambled, well, he rambled all around, in and out of the town. Well, didn't he ramble, ramble, well, he rambled till them butchers cut him down.
There it ended.
Oh, my. Funny how these half hours go. I did that again. The first 15 minutes seems like an eternity, and then the second 15 minutes just goes in a flash. You know, you do, like, figure on one song in the second 15 minutes. It's a weird time thing. It's really strange. I am going to attempt a fancy thing here. It's kind of a showpiece, and I broke a fingernail. Now, the ladies will understand about breaking fingernails. That's a very inconvenient thing to do. But when it's on the lead up-picking finger, it's kind of a disaster. But I'm going to try this anyway. It's Little Maggie, and it involves five different right-hand styles. Up-picking, two-finger up-picking, frailing, two-finger this way, and three-finger Scruggs. Which I don't bill myself as a Scruggs picker. Please keep that in mind. This is called Little Maggie. Over yonder stand Little Maggie, with her dram glass in her hand. She's a-drinkin' away her troubles, oh Lord, fooling another man. Lay down your last gold dollar, lay down your gold watch and chain. Little Maggie's gonna sing and dance for you. Well, listen to that old banjo ring. Go and do the best that you can. I've found me another woman. You can find yourself another man. Everything I do is real old. In fact, one of my favorites is fairly new. A friend of mine, one of the Florida songwriters, a fellow named Bobby Hicks, wrote this song. And I heard him do it, and I asked him if I could have the song to do, and he said, yeah, but I don't have a melody for it. I said, that's okay, I'll haggle out something. I'm not a songwriter. One time I lined up Moon, June, and Spoon as a start of a song, and my wife said, it's been done. So that's got to be one of the shorter songwriting careers going. But anyway, I haggled out a melody line for this, for Bobby's. It was essentially a poem. Since then, he's developed a different melody line for it and is doing it. So this is a time when one song can legitimately have two correct melody lines. But this is about going fishing on the Okeechobee and running into some of the local reptilian population and the trouble you can get into if you don't bring the right provisions. Now, the right provisions in this case being gasoline and beer, in that order. The song will explain. This is called Alcoholic Alligator. I was down on the Okeechobee about 7 years ago, doing a little speck fishing with some good old boys I know. We were drifting toward Moorhaven about as fast as a flat bottom floats when a 12-foot alligator tried to get into my boat. Now, in the very next verse, I will explain as to why we was drifting in the first place. Mercury makes a pretty good outboard. Without gas, it ain't worth a damn. I did not want to shoot him. I'm a conservation-minded man. I'd forgot to charge the battery so my trolling motor would not spin. I was fighting him off with a paddle till I dropped the paddle in. Mother said there would be days like this. What Mother failed to explain was how many of them there would be, and all in a straight line. To anyone on the Okeechobee that day, it must have been a sight. I fed him a life jacket and a CB radio, trying to curb his appetite. My friends, they were no help at all. Too much beer, they could only laugh at a 12-foot alligator trying to bite my boat in half. You know, it was one of them don't just do something, sit there kind of situations. I threw a Budweiser at him and watched as he drained the can. After he'd downed 2 six-packs, I was beginning to understand. As he swam zigzag back to the shore, started rolling around in the sand, I realized I was down the Okeechobee, an alcoholic alligator on my hands. Try to make that last line fit after you've had a six-pack or two. I finally flagged a fisherman down who towed us to Moorhaven Lock. I relayed the story about the reptile, about how that gator got crocked. He was quick to reply with his own tale one dark Okeechobee night. I'd caught a 20-year-old Coleman lantern that still was burning bright. He said, both of us are liars, son, as fishermen we got the right. You sober up that gator and I'll blow out that light. I swear to you, friends and neighbors, this gator tale is true. If you're ever on the Okeechobee, the same thing could happen to you. You meet him somewhere on the lake, your canoe he tries to crush. Just give him 2 or 3 six-packs, he'll swim off a harmless lush. I believe that, yeah, right. I believe that song always goes over well, because that's just a good story. And probably there's quite a lot of us that can relate to it in one way or another. Well, let me try. I have to keep apologizing to the sound people here for knuckling that microphone. I'm going to try a same fingernail problem here. I was tuning it to the C tuning, and I was already in the C tuning. Pardon me for tuning in your face. I believe that the best song to come out of the Civil War was Marching Through Georgia. The problem is that it was written by a Yankee, and I can't do the words. I just gag on them. But it's such a neat song that I do it as an instrumental anyway. And this is going to be an attempt, but I think you can probably get the idea. This is Marching Through Georgia. I forget how it starts. Better than I expected it to. There's a We're talking about going fishing in Florida and meeting up with the local reptilian representatives of the underworld. There's another song that leans that way. Well, it is that way because it concerns a rattlesnake and the free enterprise system and moonshine whiskey and all kinds of good things, and it's called Fisherman's Luck. And I have a long tradition of forgetting a verse or something with this song, and it's been a bit of an enigma. But I'm going to try it anyway because it's such a good story. Should have done this over at the Liars Workshop the other day. It's Fisherman's Luck. Fishing. I used a frog for bait. I flung it in the water and I pulled me out a snake. I had me a bottle of moonshine just to keep me feeling right. You should have been a-watching. It was an awful sight. I pulled his mouth wide open. I poured some whiskey in. Then I turned that snake loose and I used my frog again. I caught me a great big jackfish, but one thing I did hate. That doggone greedy flounder had gobbled down my bait, ate my frog. I then got busy thinking, I got to feeling blue. I couldn't find another frog and I didn't know what to do. Then I got tired. See? I told you, the tradition is intact. I then got tired of thinking. I leaned against a tree. I was calmly smoking when something come to me. It touched me on the shoulder. I looked around to see. That doggone diamond rattler had come to trade with me. Of frogs I'll take a dozen. He brought them to the bank. There where I was fishing to trade them in for drink. He liked my moonshine. The frogs was all around me. that snake piled on the ground. He smiled and winked his eye at me, and he drank my whiskey down. Now this will end my story, that rattler headed south. He crawled away so happy with my bottle in his mouth. The free enterprise system at its best. Kind of like that. My definition of the word futility is two banjos trying to tune to each other. Now, if you ever run across a banjo player that says his banjo is in tune, you might want to watch him, because he's liable to fib about other things, too. These things exist in a state, various states of untune, and you get them close, and that's quit, because that's good enough. Another tune that has grown with me over the years is called the Johnson Boys, and it's about a bunch of brothers that were, you know, frankly, they were clawed hillbillies is what they were. And, of course, if you were in Kansas, then the Johnson Boys was from Kansas. If you were in North Carolina, then they were from North Carolina. But we all know that they were actually from North Florida. This is the Johnson Boys. For those of you that care, which there's probably not too many of you, it's in the key of C, played in the G tuning. Huzzah. Oh, I could see the faces light up. Wow, gosh. Gee, thank you for telling me that. Play the song, dummy. Johnson boys are raised in the ashes, didn't know how to court the maids. Shuffle their feet and hide their faces, sight of a pretty girl makes them afraid. Sight of a pretty girl makes them afraid. Sight of a pretty girl makes them afraid. Johnson boys eat peas with honey, they've been doing it all their lives. Makes the peas taste kind of funny, but it keeps them on the knife. But it keeps them on the knife. But it keeps them on the knife. Johnson boys, they went a-hunting, took two dogs and went astray. Tore their clothes and scratched their faces, didn't get home till the break of day. Didn't get home till the break of day. Didn't get home till break of day. Johnson boys, they went a-courting Coon Creek girls, pretty and sweet. They couldn't make no conversation, didn't know where to put their feet. Didn't know where to put their feet. Didn't know where to put their feet. Johnson boys went to the city, riding in their Chevrolet. They came home hungry and walking, didn't have money for to pay their way. Didn't have money for to pay their way. Well, they didn't have money for to pay their way. Johnson boys will never get married, they'll stay single all their lives. They're too scared to pop the question. Ain't no woman gonna be their wife. Ain't no woman gonna be their wife. Well, there ain't no woman gonna be their wife. I sure do like that song. And it looks like I'm out of time. I have about Dennis or no? By popular arm twisting, they have a delay, so it looks like I may be here a little while. What do you do after you've done your finale? I guess you do an encore. Okay, let me tell you a little bit about since this is a semi. I presume everyone is here to see the next act, right? Since you're a semi-captive audience, then I will tell you a little bit about melodic clawhammer banjo, which is what I do not play. This is taking over the old-time banjo, and it was invented about 1965, somewhere along in there. Let me back up a little bit. In the early 60s, there were a couple of fellows that invented melodic cross-string three-finger playing. They were Scruggs pickers, and they wanted to play fiddle tunes on their banjo. So they worked up cross-string three-finger and playing fiddle tunes. Well, which almost instantly deteriorated into cross-string chromatic three-finger. That's what all you've heard. That's kind of popular in bluegrass nowadays. But anyway, some other folks got a hold of it, and they decided to kind of adapt Frayling sort of, but it's an entirely different motion to play fiddle tunes on the banjo. And this hit the banjo contest about 1978. That's 1978. Well, now it's widely recognized as the old-time style, and it's what the banjo players with these dance bands play. But this is the, like Grandpa Jones and Pete Seeger plays it, like I do also. This was written down as far back as 1855 in the Briggs Banjo Instructor. And I was real happy to run across that to document this style back that far. Theory has it that Joel Sweeney put the fifth string on the banjo. He did not, because there's a painting from the late 1790s of a slave scene with a banjo player.